Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The weather's changing and spring cleaning is upon us. That means it's time to clean your home out of old televisions, computers, cameras, cell phones, vacuum cleaners, and other pieces of electronic equipment. An electronics recycling event is being held this Saturday, April 29th at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Saldanha from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cook and the Keeper and Regroup of the Kenai Peninsula are hosting the event. There is a suggested donation of $15 for recycling of computer monitors, LCD TVs, as well as older CTR tube TVs and all vacuums. Businesses, schools, tribes, nonprofits, or government agencies wishing to participate are encouraged to schedule an appointment by calling 907-252-2733. Regroup states that all items will be accepted regardless of ability to pay. Regroup of the Kenai Peninsula says the electronic recycling is an important step in transitioning away from an extractive economy. Closing our materials loop and reusing what we already have is critical to help protecting watersheds from the long haul. Additionally, there'll be an electronics recycling event in Homer also scheduled for Saturday. It'll be at the Spinar Builder Supply in Homer from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Accepted items include computers, electronics, and vacuums. To volunteer to schedule an appointment for a business, school, tribe, nonprofit, or government agency, you'll find the contact info at radiokenai.com. There will be a $15 suggested donation for all TVs and monitors. All items will be accepted regardless of ability to pay. There are several benefits to electronic recycling, which include saving landfill space, and some of the recyclable items have contaminants in them that need to be handled properly for the safety of co-workers, families, and the environment. Another benefit to recycling electronics is that items can be repurposed. For those worried about the security of giving up old hard drives, either separately or in old computers, the organizers of the event recommend visiting a local computer technician for assistance. Simply formatting the hard drive does not mean data cannot be recovered from it, but there are solutions to make the process safe and secure. Spring Creek Correctional Center staff notified the Alaska State Troopers on April 25th at 3:52 p.m. that a correctional officer was suspected of bringing illegal drugs into the facility and delivering them to an inmate. Troopers responded to the facility and investigated the allegations. A preliminary investigation revealed that 44-year-old Seward resident Stephen Manuel had brought approximately 48.7 grams of suspected methamphetamine and 87 buprenorphine strips to an inmate in the facility. Manuel was arrested without incident and remanded to Seward Jail on charges of promoting contraband in the first degree, misconduct involving controlled substance in the third degree, and misconduct involving controlled substance in the fourth degree. The investigation into the incident is ongoing and additional charges may be filed. A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment on April 21st charging a Homer man with unlawful transportation of four black bears and making false records in violation of the Lacey Act. According to court documents, Travis Larson, 47, of Homer and his company Alaska Premier Sport Fishing LLC were named as defendants in the six-count indictment. The indictment alleges that in May of 2018, Larson and Alaska Premier Sport Fishing illegally transported four black bears they knew had been unlawfully harvested by four Norwegian hunters. The defendants used a 65-foot vessel, the Venturus, and a 16-foot motorboat to commit these offenses. The indictment further charges that Larson and the Alaska Premier Sport Fishing made and submitted false records, which stated the four bears had been transported from Nuka Island, when in truth they had been transported from Beauty Bay and Surprise Bay on the Kenai Peninsula. Larson is charged with four counts of unlawful transportation of wildlife and two counts of making false record. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 5 years in prison and a $20,000 fine on each account. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The defendants are scheduled for their first initial court appearance May 11th before U.S. Magistrate Judge Matthew M. Scoble of the U.S. District Court of the District of Alaska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.